could you give us the bones of the making of the movie?
It wasn't supposed to happen. I had a feature film I wanted to make called Speed. It was a science fiction movie with real science, real fiction. I didn't have a name or contacts in the industry, and when I finally got on Disney through an accident, practically, I told the guys what I wanted to do, and I showed them my script of Speed, and they said, nobody's going to make a movie called Speed. Just make your short films. You're just an animator. We've got these things coming up for Disney. I mean, if you do something that's interesting, well, you're going to come to the attention of the Disney guys here, and maybe then you can show your script, and we'll have a real producer and director make it. And I told them I'm a filmmaker. I have a degree in television production and direction. I'm skilled at every job necessary to make a movie. Mm. I did over 130 jobs making Wizard. Pretty close to what actually happened at Disney, only the names are completely changed. I originally named everybody in the movie after cigarettes. I mean, all the executives at the studio. So we had Lucky Striker after Lucky Strike cigarettes. Paul Mall after that cigarette. The head of the studio was Chester Fielding. And Dora Belair with us, two other cigarettes there, Dora Allison Belair. And Virginia Slim was the secretary. And Richard hated that. He named himself Harvey Bookman. Harvey is one of the good guys in the film. He was one of the good directors at Disney. Yeah. No, I know this guy, Harvey Bookman. Richard, we can't use real names in the film. We have to use either our own names or a name that doesn't exist in Hollywood, because you can be sued for using a real person's name. Sure. That's why I use my name, partially because I can't sue myself, and secondly because we were the only Jedlons in all North and South America. My father had a unique old Russian name, and I was hoping to find any of our relatives at all anywhere in the world. The name is actually pretty good, not so much in English, but in Russian it means son of life. So, and Case said, yeah, you can keep your name. Wait a minute, we're supposed to be equal partners on this thing. Yeah, but he wanted to have a completely different leading lady who looked like Judy Garland, because he had the hots for her. And now I know Paige Moore, and she's a much better actress, and she will be perfect as a role. Anyway, it went on. It was a casting war. He was getting his friends in, I was getting my friends in, all kinds of stuff.
Actually, to tell you a story about throwing caution to the wind and just contacting you, I had a friend who went to Los Angeles some years ago. He's a massive fan of the film and yourself. You inspired him to make the movies. And he had...
Tell him I'm sorry. I apologize.
He said that he heard that people could just come around to your place and get autographs or something. Is that true?
Yeah.
Anyway,
he had a
poster of the film, you know, and he said, man, that's my one regret. I was there, and he said I didn't have the courage to go around and get him to.
He has just one regret. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have thousands of them.
He wanted to come around and get you to autograph his Wizard poster.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But he didn't do it, so, you know. I said, oh, that's a shame. And I said, it sounds like he's a real approachable guy. You should have just, you know, like I say, throw caution to the wind and just give it a shot. I mean, he's only going to say one or two things. He's going to say sure, or he's going to say no. Yeah.
Security.
You know, if you knock on his door and the cop show up behind you, he probably doesn't want to sign your post.
We can print one out online. Someday I'll do a bigger copy on my website if I ever get back to it. It's been a ghost website for the past decade.
Yeah.
But I've got 100 pages behind the scenes of things I want to put on there. So
yeah, that's great.
I'll answer what I'm doing now and put on a big enough poster that you can print it out. And print out my signature. You can paste it on there if you want. Any color you want.
Or if we're ever in Los Angeles, we'll just bite the bullet this time and come around and say g'day.
Well, got to give a call first, because I'm not always here or I'm asleep. I tend to keep graveyard hours. I'm up till 4 or 5 in the morning.
Right.
So you got me when I was awake and right after a power failure, so that managed to get through.
I mean, I know all of the jobs that you did on the film, you know, you did you know, out of necessity and things like that. But I mean, as a lover of film and a passion for filmmaking and animation and all the stuff that you did, I mean, you know, when I was going to film school, they talked a lot about, you know, Robert Rodriguez, right?
Oh yeah.
You know how, you know, he made a film for $7,000 and he did all of it, you know, pretty much himself. Except for, I mean, you're one step further. You're acted in the film as well. So, you know.
I did everything.
Yeah.
Set design, animation, special effects, yeah, location scouting.
So, I mean, you know,
you're necessary to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, in a lot of ways, I regard you higher because you predate all that. But, I mean, the thing is, not a lot of people know your story, you know, or at least the, I mean,
no.
You know. And it's
I'll put the list online someday.
Yeah.
It was technically illegal because you can only join, I think, three or four unions. And I was doing the work of over 30 unions and 67 official job categories. And it was taken hundreds of years of apprenticeships to be allowed to do what I was doing.
Right.
So my parents never taught us that we were limited. We could do anything that any other human being could do, well, any other man.
Mm.
In my case, and limits were all imposed by society. So,
yeah.
Do what you can. Try to lead a full life. Experience all the wonders of this reality, if possible.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of things I want to do, but I don't know how much longer I'll be around. My father died at my age, so.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, mate, as they say, every day above ground's a good day.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
I tried calling Disney once to offer them my Mickey Mouse footage. I've got the original footage from Mickey's 50th back in 1978. They'll probably want to use it for the 90th anniversary coming up now. And I get on the phone and I talk. I'm going through hours of runarounds trying to get to a live voice and a person who's in charge. Finally, I get to talk to a secretary, tell her what I've got. And she said, oh, that sounds wonderful. We could use it in the special. Okay, who's your agent? I'm the person you talk to. You don't have an agent? Well, no, I'm the filmmaker. I made all these things. I hold licensing rights to all the footage. And I could hear her crumbling up my name and tossing the paper into the wastebasket. That's Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what would be good? You know, we should get together and we should do a documentary about the...
No!
Yeah, why not?
No, it's been talked before. Revenge of the Wizard or something like that. No,
yeah.
I gotta use my remaining energy to tie up the loose ends of my life.
Finish
the Wizard film, the music, and my videos. I have some wonderful mini DV movies that I'd love to edit together.
Yeah.
But I have this old iMac, and I have to get one that's reliable now and get the latest Final Cut Pro or whatever's the current flavor on for a Macintosh and edit my movies together.
Yeah. No, you're dead right. I don't want to take you away from finishing off finishing off the movie.
That's completing the movie. Yeah, finishing it off is something different in Hollywood terms.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
People have talked about finishing me off now, or as Richard Kay would say, Mike, you're history. Yeah. Well, it's nice being part of history, but...
Okay, yeah, well, rephrase.
It's curtains for you.
Rephrase, complete them. Complete the film.
Yeah.
Mate, I've got to say, it's been a singular... pleasure to talk to you this morning. I didn't expect I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect to get through, but like I say, I sort of throw caution to the wind. If I had been my friend, I would have come and knocked on your door and got your autograph.
Tell him to call first.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell him if he's ever back in Los Angeles, give him a bell first, see if he's home. And then don't be a wuss and go around and say g'day. It's been great. It's been fabulous to talk to you.
Thank you, Kat.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous. I enjoy it immensely, introducing people to The Wizard. People say, have you seen this movie? And they go, no. And they always sit down and they watch it and they come away and it's a beautiful look on their face. Sometimes they don't say anything. But sometimes they come away with this wonderful look like they've just experienced, you know, yeah. something, you know, like when we were children, you know, when you see something for the first time, there's this wonderment that's really incredible. And why didn't I see it before? And why did it take so long for me to see it? You know, and I said, well, you should have hung out at more video stores.
My girlfriend called it a smiley film, so she was really glowing about that. The trailer was the only thing that I had no interference on, so I was able to do that over a weekend. And that, I usually tell people to see that first. That's closer to my intent of what the whole film was supposed to look like.
Yeah. Have you ever watched those honest trailers that are online, where they take the
big, they're fun.
Yeah. You know, in some cases they are much better than the films. Did you ever see that Jupiter Ascending?
I didn't see the honest trailer for it. I did see the movie. Okay. It was I try to see the best in every film because often you'll have movies that are awful, but the special effects guys have tossed so much into that.
Oh, sure.
They made scenes work. There was the Flash TV show has moments of brilliance, especially in the special effects.
Yeah. I'm with you. I never try and rubbish movies because I know how tough it is. Even in the big leagues to get a film greenlit, let alone made. I'll go out on a limb and say that. If you had to watch the honest trailer first, the honest trailer of Jupiter Ascending the trailer has a sense of humor. I think that's what the film lacked was a bit of levity, you know. You know. I think films today take themselves far too serious.
Correct.
You know, yeah. There's not enough winks at the audience. Unless it's Deadpool.
It's entertainment. That's what the movie is for, to hopefully lift you out of whatever problems you're having that day or the month and get to sit in a theater or in your living room and watch something that will make your life seem better, hopefully.
But Mike, listen, I've taken up way too much of your time. It's been an unexpected singular thrill. For this fan anyway, to have had a chat to you, and I sincerely and honestly and completely hope that you get to complete all of the things that you wish to do. And especially the wizard, because I think it's something that I think if Tommy Wiseau can get the room out there, I think the wizard needs to be seen as well, hopefully, on a bigger scale.
Someday I'll transfer it to 4K and finish it.
Yeah, because that would be that's awesome. It's really a lost gem of a generation, and films like that don't come along very often.
Thanks.
But I doubt you'll probably be of the, you know, you won't be going around doing the midnight screenings and Q&As after every screening or all that sort of thing.
I don't, not anymore. I haven't done that for years.
Yeah.
Haven't done anything since before my mom's stroke. Maybe I'll do it again, but I'm aware now of how much time I have left, so I've got to use it here. If I ever do a show or a convention, it's a week out of my life in preparation, and then weeks afterwards just responding to everybody. And it's usually for free, so it's just not worth it. It was amazing once I guested at a convention here, and there were 1,600 people in the ballroom watching my movies. And I gave that show for free, and then I found out that William Shatner, Star Trek, was there a couple of days later and giving a reading of Rocket Man, Bernie Taupin song, Elton John, and there's 1,600 people in the same room. But he didn't show anything, no movies, just talking, which is good, I guess.
Yeah.
And he got paid $10,000.
Wow.
And that was like 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to be paid like a real person, but
sure.
No, he was famous. We have to pay him. Okay. Yeah. Well, human bodies all need something to keep going.
Yeah, that's true. Mate, it's been like I said, absolute. Your
if you were recording it, it's okay to put it online. Now he tells me.
Yeah. Damn.
Goodbye from Hollywood.
Catch you later, mate.